Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 271. Come to me. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it. Just hear what Jesus just said. Come to me, all who are weary and worn out. He did not say, come, those who have it together. He did not say, come, those who are doing fine, who kept up with everything this week, who got enough sleep. He said, come, you who are tired, you who are heavy laden. And if you are listening to this right now, there is a good chance that is exactly you. I need you to understand how far the words heavy laden reach. It is not only the body that aches after a long day. It is the weight you wake up carrying, the expectations you cannot meet, the guilt you cannot put down, the anxiety that shows up before the coffee is even brewed. Jesus is not looking at your schedule. He is looking at what you are carrying on the inside, and he sees the exact weight, and that is precisely the weight he wants to lift. Now pay attention to the verb. He did not say, I will give rest to those who earn it. He did not say, if you try hard enough, maybe you will find it. He said, I will give. The subject of the promise is Jesus. The rest is not your achievement. It is his gift. You do not need to manufacture peace inside yourself. You need to receive the peace that only he can truly offer. And this rest, I want to be clear about this. This rest is not escape. Jesus is not promising to remove you from your circumstances. It is not a backdoor exit from your life. It is an anchor. It is peace that holds you on the inside while the storm is still raging on the outside. He does not send you away from the weight. He walks with you right into it, and that changes everything. But there is one word in the middle of that verse we cannot skip over. Come. That is a movement. Coming to Jesus means turning your heart toward him instead of continuing to push through on your own effort, your own strength, alone. And I know we try. God knows we try. But coming to him starts with admitting that the source of rest is not in you. And do you know what happens the moment you admit that? You are already halfway there. Because that honesty, that humility, is already an act of faith, and it is already freeing. So today, before breakfast, before you check your phone, before you open your inbox, pause for 2 minutes. Just to think of one weight you have been carrying alone. Just one. Name it out loud and say to Jesus in prayer, Lord, I come. I receive your rest. It does not need to be elaborate. It does not need to be long. It only needs to be true. And he hears. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.